I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're back and soda.
Start listening.
Good morning. Welcome to your short week where you're constantly going, now what day is it?
Very nice. Tuesday. We're nearly done. It's nearly hump day already. How good is that?
Just wishing your lives away.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, how was your weekend? Because you had your big festival that you look forward to every year.
My big festival.
Festival of the Pits. How did it go? Was it good?
It was hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I went on Saturday with the fam. And Akari, the exchange student, who I think we melted a little bit. She had a little nap on the rug at some point. I think she was just completely...
Now, there was so much concern about all these bats. And we were talking last week that the council put out that it's going to be so hot that bats could drop from the sky. Did you see any falling bats?
No falling bats. I didn't even see the bat bins, to be honest. There are a lot of bins in WOMAD because they're very big on their recycling. Didn't see a bat bin. I didn't see anyone in PPE, unfortunately. So I don't... I'm sure some bats did perish and RIP. But I didn't get hit by one. I didn't get pooed on one.
Well, that's good news. I thought we were going to lose, what is there, 60,000 in the bat colony that are based around the Botanic Gardens. I thought we might lose half of them given so much fear-mongering was going on about them. But despite it being, 30 degrees overnight some nights, the bats survived, which is great for everyone.
I think most of the bats are okay. Yeah. Now, you were dog trialing over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
How'd the dog go?
Yeah, Mavis the Cavoodle had a wonderful time. I haven't had a dog for... 30 years? Yeah, it'd be 30 years thereabouts since I've had a dog. So it was terrific. She woke me up snoring on the bed. The kids nearly pulled her in half because they were trying to share her. They were kissing her. And it was nice having a dog. I actually get that feeling of why people love that companionship of a pet.
So she didn't have any accidents inside?
No, well trained.
Well trained, okay.
Dropped all the nuggets outdoors. Didn't wee in the house. It was terrific. She... had a swim. She went to the beach every day, and it was actually quite nice.
Oh, how
you got to have your dog on the lead, though, I believe. Is that right? Is that
yes?
Yeah, the beach.
Yeah. Daylight saving. Oh. I think it's after 10.
Oh, what about where they can't you got to swim with a lead on in the beach?
I'm not sure how the rules
at one
pertain
point,
to swimming.
We were down your way, down near Henley, and the dog was swimming in the beach, and then this massive floater come past, and I'm looking at going. That ain't from the dog.
No.
Right. Oh, no, because it was massive. Like, it was as big as the dog itself.
I don't want to hear that.
And I looked over and there's a couple of kids and they're laughing their heads off and they dropped an aqua bog and it's just come straight past us with the dog.
Oh, soda.
Said to Felix, get out the water and clean yourself, you filthy animal.
It was not your child, surely. Oh, I was worried enough about sharks. I don't want to worry about.
Oh, mate, I saw the size of this thing. You'd take a shark any day.
Just be careful at the beach. Oh,
watch out for the Henley Aquabog.
It's still hot again today. Hot again today.
There are public toilets for that.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
I don't like the high 30s, but I'm quite happy with the heat. And it was also ice cream weather on the weekend. So I was in at the Fringe on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I really feel like ice cream. So I basically stopped at the first place that I saw that was advertising soft serve.
What, old school as in just the old,
like
Mr. Whippy soft
serve?
Sort
of like, okay, how's this for me being ripped off? I get So what do you pay at McDonald's? Is it still 30 cents or have they put up to 40?
Yeah, but I mean, they're tiny. I mean,
okay, so this was even. This was an adult size soft serve, but still just a twirly-whirly soft serve. $8.
Really?
Do you think that's steep?
Did they dip it in sherbet or a bit of chopped dip?
No.
But you know, it's like you go to the footy and those things, people have got to pay a little extra because you've got to cover that.
Anyway, that's not where I'm heading with the story. So I order my soft serve. I walk up to the guy and one customer has just left. There are no customers behind me. It wasn't a particularly busy night. So I say, one soft serve, please. He takes my money. He goes, turns around, makes the soft serve, comes back. I'm still standing there in exactly the same position that I have ordered and paid for the soft serve. He lifts the soft serve up, looks past me and goes, one soft serve? Did anyone order a soft serve? And I said, yes, that was me. He doesn't hear me.
No.
He repeats, looks around the
that
other
was by
side
choice,
of
though.
Me and says, I've got a soft serve. Who ordered a soft serve? And at this point I'm like, and I go, dude, I'm right here. And then the serving guy next to him goes, dude, she's right there. And then he just kind of twitched his head and like kind of focused his eyes on me.
Oh.
I have become the age that young men start literally singing through me. I have become invisible. Oh,
wow. How old was he?
He was kind of young and cute.
Like... This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts, so it must be time for the Riddle Man.
Right, all you need to do is solve the answer to this little riddle,
okay,
Rebecca Morse.
I've got my pen and paper.
This is a good way to just get your mind working to start your Tuesday. Right, a woman is waiting to enter this exclusive club, Beck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She goes up to the door and the doorman says 12, right? And she sees a man before her and he says 6 and he's allowed in, right? So she's still waiting in the line and then the next person goes up and the doorman says 6. And a man says 3, and he goes in. Then it's her turn. She walks up to the front, and the doorman says 10, and she says 5, and she's not allowed in. What should have she said? Okay, Beck, so...
Okay, you need to start again.
First person walks up. They say 12, the doorman, and the person says 6, they're allowed
okay,
in.
Okay, right.
Next person walks up. The doorman says 6, and then the man says 3.
Right, so she assumes it's halving.
Does she? So then the doorman says 10 when it's her turn. She says 5, not allowed in. Right, what should have she said to be let in? Raymond from Prospect. Raymond, you are up in a moment. So what do we think she should have said, mate?
I have no idea. I think she should have said 20.
No, but thanks for playing, buddy. Okay, Becky, what are you thinking here, right? So... The doorman says 12, a bloke says 6, he goes in. The doorman then says 6, the next bloke says 3. The doorman says 10, she goes,
she
well, 5.
She should have said, I'm a man, so let me in.
That's not how we play this game, Beck, because we don't see sex, we just
no,
see people.
No, well, sometimes right. It's to do with gender, because there were two men and they're allowed in and she wasn't.
Yeah, this isn't, mate, so not everything is to do with gender. No, Lee from Gawler. Hello, Lee, how are you going?
Good morning.
Okay, Lee, the doorman says 12. One bloke says 6 gets in. Then he says 6. Someone says 3 and gets in. Then when he says 10, she says 5, but she doesn't get in. What should have she said?
Oh, I guess to guess 14.
No. Thank you so much, Lee. No. All right. Jono from Davern Park. Jono, what should have she said?
Oh, I reckon she should have said 3.
Why should have she said 3?
Because it's the amount of letters in the word.
So 12, when the doorman
12
says 12.
Has 6 letters.
Yep, and then the doorman says 6. And
that
the
has 3 letters.
Yep, and then when the doorman says 10, she says?
3, because it's got the same amount of letters.
Jono, you're a smart cookie. Well done,
you beauty.
Hey.
Well done.
You know, because of this segment, we play it at home, and this is one we played a couple of weeks ago.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, good on you, John. Well done. You are switched on, buddy. You are off to the Garden of Unearthly Delights. You're going to see Kaleidoscope. $100 for some dinner and drinks for you as well.
Oh, you guys are legends. Thank you so
good
much.
Good on you, mate. So you played at home with the family.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Princess Kate has admitted to photoshopping a photo that was released to coincide with Mother's Day and also, obviously, to dispel some of the controversy and the conspiracies around the fact that she hasn't been seen at public engagements for a couple of months since her hospital visit. I was so deeply down the rabbit hole of this story all day yesterday as it continued to unfold. It's extraordinary.
Now, if you're not sure what we're talking about, it's the front page of the paper, and if you don't sort of pour your life over social media, you may have missed it. So it's a picture of Kate, and she's got the 3 kids, and it's now one of those little competitions. You know when you have 2 photos and you've got to pick the differences? This has got, they're finding the zipper on Kate's jacket apparently is different. The kid's jumper's weird. The weirdest thing about the little girl's jumper is that the arms don't align, but the weirdest thing about the whole pic is the jumper that the youngest boy is wearing. What's his name, Louis? Like, that is the worst jumper I've ever seen. The Royal Fashion Police should come down on him hard. But I have not seen a jumper like that since the 1980s in our school grade 5 pick.
So this all escalated. First she posted the picture and then I was reading the comments and the comments were like, this picture doesn't look right, her hand's blurry, where are her wedding rings? Which is a fair point, because if you're trying to say everything's okay, she probably should be wearing that big sapphire that belonged to Princess Diana.
What, so now they reckon that the marriage is over?
Well, now there's new conspiracies about the fact, where's the ring? There's also conspiracies that this was actually taken last year, because people have noticed the royals wearing a similar outfit back in November. Oh, anyway, the whole point was they've royally stuffed this up, because the whole thing is to say everything's okay and all they've done is make it worse. And then she's taken the rap for it. Mm. So they basically credited William with taking the photo. He had the photo credit, but she's the one who's put out a statement that said, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I want to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused.
Do you really think that Princess Kate is sitting there in the royal palace, wherever she lives, mucking around with a Photoshop app? She's not. There's
she's
chance.
She's in Adobe in a recovery bed. Yeah. So why has she taken the fall then?
Oh. Because it's a fail, isn't it, for the royal family to be issued. I mean, really, who gives a rat's toss bag, though?
Well, I think it, I mean, it obviously became big headlines when all of the international news agencies started issuing kill notices saying, do not use this photo, it's been manipulated, which makes it sound super sinister.
Which means that everyone is using this photo all over the planet in every just about paper. And
I want to manage this family. Another point I have, if you're trying to say that she's well, even the fact she's sitting down on that chair, she looks like an invalid. Get her standing up.
She looks
She does.
She's called her an invalid.
She does. Look, she's on a chair like she can't stand up, even if this was taken before she was sick. Get her standing up. Remember when she used to go sailing and she'd have bike shorts on and she looked fit and vibrant? Get her back in the bike shorts. Stand her up.
Go for a run.
Go for a run and get the kids out of the 1970s jumpers. Some people do speculate it's hard to get three kids smiling and looking happy at the same time. So that might be why she or whoever photoshopped to make them all look good. My kids are so bloody well trained. They will stand there and smile until we get the right shot. Surely the princes and princesses know how to smile for their mum. Come on, lift. I'm on a plane. I can come and help you Kensington Palace.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda. There's no secrets with Automasters AutoCam. Real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician.
Got a secret, can you keep it?
Beck and Soda. Secrets of the suburbs. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on SAFM.
Do you have a secret you've been holding on to? We can help you release that pressure. We'll pay you for your secret. You just register at safm.com.au and we will alter your voice and everything.
Right. When you're thinking about this one, Anonymous is about to share with us, what would you do? Mm. Okay. Okay, Anonymous, good morning. Tell us, what's the story here?
I think that someone who used to be a very good friend of mine, her first child isn't her husband's child.
Why do you believe that the husband's not the dad?
Well, basically, this was all about probably 15 years ago. Mm. We were very good friends at the time. And she was struggling to get pregnant. And I think that caused a little bit of problems in the marriage. He wasn't as keen to get pregnant as she was.
Mm.
And she confided in me that she had been having an affair.
Ooh.
And at the time, she was not pregnant. And then a couple of months later, she told me she was pregnant. And at that time, I didn't know that she was still having the affair. I thought that had kind of fizzled out and she'd got pregnant and this was an after thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple months later, she made a comment stating that she didn't think the father was her husband. She thought it was the other person. She wasn't sure what she was going to do. We had a conversation about what was she going to do if it turned out it wasn't his child. Later on, as she got further along in the pregnancy, she stopped talking about that she'd had the affair. She stopped talking about the fact that she thought the child wasn't his. She just stopped mentioning anything of it at all. And then she had the baby. In my opinion, it didn't look like the husband. And then as the years sort of went on, she was showing me Facebook pictures of this ex.
The guy she was having the affair with.
Yes. and this photo happened to pop up. And I've gone, oh, my God, that's insert her child's name. And she's gone, no, no, that's his child with his new girlfriend. It looked like the splitting image of her child.
Yeah, right. So really, really strong genetic link.
Yes. And so that's when I've gone, oh, God. And I didn't say anything because, again, I was just kind of like, what do you say? Like, this isn't my place.
Mm.
From that point, it cemented in my mind that I didn't think the baby was her husband's. And so that's where it ended, basically.
Do you think she ended the friendship because she knew from that conversation that you were onto her?
It was a couple of years later after that conversation. I think there was a few other things that happened because she ended up having another child who I'm pretty sure is her husband's child. But I do think that a big part of it was the fact that she knew I knew, and I knew that she knew that I knew. And it was this awkward thing, like it was like the elephant in the room that you didn't talk about. She clearly didn't want to talk about it. I couldn't bring it up. I didn't feel comfortable to bring it up. I didn't know how to bring it up. And even if I did bring it up, what difference was it going to make at this point?
Are you a mum, Anonymous?
Yes.
Right. Beck, you're a mum as well. Do you reckon you have a gut feeling whether you know whether the kid would be someone's, or in this situation you'd know who the father would be?
No, I don't reckon. No. I don't reckon.
What about you, Anonymous? Do you reckon you'd have a feeling, you'd know?
I think she would know because she knew when she was meeting up with the person she was having the affair with. I would assume that there wasn't much happening in the bedroom with the husband during that time. I can't imagine she would mention to me that she didn't think it was her husband's child if she actually didn't think that way.
Yeah, good point. Yep.
And have you thought about spilling this secret at any point?
Oh, God, yes.
Hmm.
God, yes. She ended the friendship. It wasn't anything I wanted. It wasn't very nice the way she ended it. It was quite harsh. She was quite mean. And I was very hurt. And I did have these fantasies of maybe I'll just send him an anonymous note. How could I get him to know this? Like that you should get a DNA test on your child because I don't think it's yours.
Mm.
So I've never done it and I would never do it.
Well, do you feel a little bit better just telling us?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Because now I don't have to keep that in. I've literally not told anyone. Because she was my friend.
Well, you do sound like a good person, Anonymous. Thank you for sharing your secret with us today.
That's okay. Thank you for listening.
Got a secret.
Beck and Soda. Secrets of the suburbs. Share your secret at safm.com.au.
Ooh, what would you do, Soda? Would you tell in some way?
A kid has the right to know who their father is. Look, yeah. By the sound of this, the mother doesn't even know who the dad is.
No, she doesn't want to know. She doesn't want to have it confirmed.
I think that's part of being an adult and having children. You've got to work out who the father is.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're meant to be doing?
I wouldn't. I think if you tell, what if there's a slim chance the husband is the father and then you've meddled in the family, you've messed it up and you're involved in a mess that's not of your making. I would stay the hell out.
At least you know, though, because you're saying a slim chance, so you don't even think it's the father. You reckon it's the other bloke. You just said if there's a slim chance.
The genetic possibility of the two kids looking alike. But that's on the mum. It's not on the mum's friend.
Interesting discussion.
I would run a mile from that conversation.
Would you know who your dad is?
My dad and I have identical personalities.
No.
We are so grumpy.
Would you like to know who your father was if you didn't know?
Yes, I would.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Right, we just had our secrets of the suburbs. Anonymous told us about a friend of hers, a best friend at one point, who had a child, and Anonymous was convinced that the child was with an affair, not with her husband, and this woman essentially didn't want to know about it.
A love child, yes. So they ended the friendship and she has stayed out of it but was tempted to somehow let the child know that he should maybe get a DNA test.
Well, the woman doesn't even know. The woman who had the child doesn't even know who the father is, apparently, right? So we were sitting there saying, well, the kid's got to have a right to know. If there's an opportunity to know who your father is, surely you should know. Kim from Hampstead Gardens, what do you reckon?
I reckon yes. If there's a chance that they can find out who their dad is, go right ahead, because I've been sitting in limbo for years.
So what happened?
When I was 33, 3 weeks before Christmas, I got a phone call saying that the father I thought was my father all them years was obviously not. My mum had an affair and I'm the result.
Kim, how did you find this out? Or who actually told you this when you're 33?
My so-called father of 33 years.
And so what did he find out?
He just rang me up one day, 3 weeks before Christmas, and went, I've got something to tell you. I'm not your father. I never have been. Your mother had an affair and you're the result.
Oh, so he knew all along but only just decided to tell you, or had he only just found out?
Oh, no, he'd known all his life.
Oh, Kim.
Should I say all mine?
Yeah, I mean, how did that hit you? I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Like a sledgehammer. I was living in a state where I knew no one, had no family, and my mum and my nan had passed away by then, and I had no way of even confirming what he'd actually said.
So have you had any opportunity to track down your biological father?
No, I don't know who he is. We'll never know who he is, and have absolutely no way of finding out, because the people that would have known have well and truly passed away now and can't reveal that.
Kim, have you found some peace with it all?
No, deep down inside it still tears you apart, but I've just got to learn to live with it.
Mm. And you're a mum now?
Yeah, a mum of four.
Right. Okay, so does that make you think how to treat your kids and how you raise them off the back of that? I mean, obviously they've probably grown up by now.
Oh, mate, my kids have always known who their fathers are, and I've always been 100% honest with my children. I've never, ever, ever wanted my kids to go through what I went through.
Well, Kim, hey, thank you so much for sharing your story.
No worries. Not a problem.
Good on you, Kim. Gee, that's tough, isn't it? Yeah. That is so, so tough.
Mm. Yeah, that is, I don't know whether you would tell. Having heard Kim now, I think, maybe that kid deserves to know so he's not torn apart as well.
I reckon you got to know.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Beck, it's been about 30 years since I've had a pet dog. I grew up with dogs.
Yeah.
Have you had dogs growing up the whole time?
Yeah, I've always had a dog in my life.
Love them. Love them, right? So I had one for a long, long time. So I've decided with little Sienna and Felix and Otis, they are 11, 8 and 7, thought, well, you know what? It's about time they got a dog. Teaches you so many wonderful qualities in life because you get the opportunity to learn a bit of empathy, care, responsibility, all those sorts of things.
Learn how to pick up poo.
Absolutely. And I think with a lot of people, the kids go, I want a dog, I want a dog, we're going to walk it, we're going to walk. And then what happens?
Yeah, my kids promise to walk Wolfie every day and they don't.
Yes. Anyway, so we've got a trial dog over the weekend for 4 days.
Never heard of anyone getting a trial dog.
Trial dog. Her name's Mavis. She's a little black cavoodle, and she is the spit of Harry McCleary from Donaldson's
Dairy.
Yes,
she is.
And you know little Harry McCleary's got those tiny, skinny little black legs?
Yes.
Which took little Mavis down. She slept on the beds. We took her down the beach. She was just with the kids the whole time. They almost pulled her apart because they were trying to share her and cuddle her so much. But once she got wet in the beach, you could see her little skinny legs because she probably needs a bit of a shave at the moment. Anyway, walking down the beach, right, and this dog is tiny, like, I don't know, must weigh 3 or 4 kilos, right? 5 years of age, so she's not a baby, but little. Anyway, it was so hot walking down the beach. We've gone down to the jetty and the kids wanted to do a bit of jetty jumping.
Yep.
So the dog just got sick of, they get tired, you start pulling the collar a bit, they're pulling the lead.
Yeah.
So I'm walking along with her under my arm, right?
Oh,
tiny.
Beautiful.
I felt Paris Hilton-like without the little Gucci bag. Yeah. I'm holding along and I'm thinking, looking, patting her and, people come, they go, I love your dog, whatever. Yeah, anyway, I get through this group of Eshays, about 30 of them at the end of the, jetty being, boisterous to say the least, and playing some very, very inappropriate music on their speaker.
The Henley Hooligans.
Absolutely. Anyway, so I walk along and I've got little Mavis under my arm. And this kid, Eshay, right, probably 13, 14, goes, hey, mate, nice dog. I said, I beg your pardon? He goes, can men get them as well?
Oh.
And I looked at him and I thought, and he's there with his mates, and I'll have a little chuckle. And I felt like going, listen to me, you little bit. And I went, I've got nothing. I had no comeback. And I'm looking at him and going, she's a good dog. And started patting her. And I'm just standing there going, how dare you have a go at my trial dog?
Just giving him a shove and pushing him off the
right
off the jetty.
And give him a little clip round the ear. You can't do that.
No.
Not that you could do it in the old days.
No.
She's a good dog.
And I was patting her. And then I'm standing there. Then they're all looking at me. And I went, the kids were jumping off the jetty. bugger this. And I just turned around and walked off. And I said to the kids, I'll meet you back on the sand. And I did not know how to handle a 14-year-old upstart.
Heckler. Oh, no. You it's got disgusting. Owned.
So anyway, Mavis and I went for a little walk and we went and had a swim together.
She okay?
Yeah, she's right? okay. I'd yeah. feel a little bruised. Yeah. Now I'm thinking, for God's sake, we'll have to go and get an Irish wolfhound or a boxer. And
then walk down.
Exactly. Yeah. Walk down the jetty and snap at this kid's heels until he jumps off.
Don't worry that your dog's little.
No, you know what? I feel comfortable enough with myself that the little black dog's good enough for me. Mm. But I don't like being heckled like that, particularly when I've got no comeback.
What would you say to him?
I'll tell you what I'd say to him. I'd say to him right now.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
When were you heckled? You got heckled over your little lap dog on the weekend, poor Soda.
Not a lap dog, he's a trial dog. And it's a she. It's a little Mavis. She's a beauty. Slept on my bed last night, woke me up with a little bit of snoring. How good's having a little dog companion?
Did she lick your face?
Been 30 years. No. There's no peanut butter at all. It was just a wonderful little dog who was so happy. And when I was walking down the jetty with her under my arm, this little Eshe questioned me about whether the dogs come for women as well.
Oh, questioned your masculinity because you had a little dog.
What do you need to be riding a Doberman these days to get some sort of respect from these Eshes? Righto. Now, Lee has joined us. Lethal Lee, of course, who is our executive producer. Lee, now, heckling is something that you've just experienced recently.
Sure have, guys. So I was lucky enough to get some Taylor Swift tickets. My partner and I went over to Sydney. Mm-hmm. Not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but got caught up.
You can't admit that.
She can.
I thought
it's experience was good, yeah?
Yeah, we just wanted to go along and be part of it. It was, you know, once in a generation kind of movement. Mm. And got a T-shirt.
Oh, really? On the bandwagon?
Hang on. A T-shirt.
Lee, just stop down for a moment. You bought the T-shirt because you're a Taylor Swift fan, or you bought the T-shirt because you were just caught up in the moment?
100% caught up in the moment. $65 T-shirt.
Was there any friendship bracelets as well?
Yes.
Oh, so,
our hotel had a friendship bracelet making station, and we're like, this is fantastic.
Do you go and make a couple?
We made a couple in the foyer.
Can you tell me what they said? Which one?
Mine said lover.
Yeah, right. Dude.
And I don't know what the other one said.
Jeez, how did you get into it?
I already forgot. So we stayed in the city, and of course the concert was down at Parramatta.
Yeah.
Just outside the city. So we got in our kit. I've got my T-shirt on. I've got my friendship bracelets on. I'm going to be part of this.
Your heart-shaped sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm really going to fit in. Like, I was really excited to go to the concert.
Yep.
We walk out of the hotel, walk down to the train station, and we're walking past the pub, and these two guys were like, ugh, more Swifties. And I was like, but I'm not a Swiftie.
And then
I looked down, I'm like, oh, I am.
Now, I was walking along. When we went to the MCG, I had a whole armful of friendship bracelets. But I was okay because an eight-year-old girl with me. I did know it was my daughter.
Yes.
And we were walking along. So I felt comfortable just getting along in those bracelets. But outside of having my daughter alongside me, I think that perhaps they could have been questioned as well.
Yeah, just two grown men walking down the street. We were the only person in the CBD wearing anything Taylor Swift.
Well, I've got to ask you, though, will that T-shirt see the light of day at any other time, or was it purely for that day?
Never.
You need to wear it in tomorrow, mate.
Maybe
painting. And make a great rag to wash your car.
SAFM's Beck and Soda. 6 to 9 weekdays. SAFM.